Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Neal applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Roseborough takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Padres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Walls moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. Banks moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Chuck Chern now pitching. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Schultz moves to second. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Thompson scores. Schultz moves to third. Dark moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Clem Labine now pitching. Dave Hillman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Dark scores. Neiman moves to third. It's 8-0, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Hillman moves to third. It's 9-0, Cubs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Moon is 0-1 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on 4. Moon moves to second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larker is 0-1 in the game. Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walls is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thompson is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Schult is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thompson moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's 10-0, Cubs. Bill Harris now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dark is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dark is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Neiman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. Schult moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-0, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Neiman moves to second. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hillman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hillman takes first base on 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor takes first base on 4. Schult scores. Neiman moves to third. Hillman moves to second. It's 12-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 0-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hodges is 0-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roseborough is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseborough hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wills is 0-1 in the game. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walls is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Bill Harris. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of walls. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Amoros goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam moves to third. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. It's 12-2, Cubs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. Stan Williams now pitching. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schult is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moon, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker is 0-for-2 in the game. Larker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 4 in the game. Altman bunts towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walls is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards the mound. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Stan Williams. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fairley strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Moon reaches second base with a double. Gilliam moves to third. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thompson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Schult bunts between the mound and first base. Klipstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Klipstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.